基督圣名正道。
Hallelujah, the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear my sermon.
昨天晚上我们提到跟神同行的价值。
Last night we mentioned the value of walking with God.
就说我们虽然在地面上过活，
even though we live on earth,
可是我们可以做不平凡的人。
We can become extraordinary.
就说人生他们没有神，可是在我们的人生有神为中心。
In others, they may not have God, but for us, God is our center.
那我们认识神，跟神同行的结果。
And getting to know God and the result of knowing God.
我们会结果像以诺，他被神选中。
Will be like Enoch, who was chosen by God.
被神提升。
And he was.
进入到他的那个荣耀的天国去。
And God took him away and brought him to the heavenly kingdom.
那今天晚上邀请我们来思考一个很重要的题目。
Tonight we'll think about an important topic.
就是福音要救一切相信的人。
The gospel is to save all who believe.
我们来看罗马书第一章十六节跟十七节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 1 verses 16 and 17.
罗马书一章十六节十七节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 16 and 17.
新约圣经209页。
In the New Testament.
罗马书一章十六节跟十七节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 16 and 17.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要叫救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上就哈巴古书二章四节所记的，义人必因信得生。保罗他亲自受审的托付他做福音的信使者。
Paul was chosen by God to become a messenger of the gospel.
他让主耶稣带领他到外邦去传神国的福音。
Lord Jesus brought him to the Gentiles to preach the gospel of salvation.
因为他对福音很深刻的了解。
He has a great understanding of this gospel.
他知道这福音是神的大能。
He knew that the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的，不管是犹太是神的选民，或者是希利人是外邦人。
And this power of God is there to save everyone who believes, whether it is the Jews or the Greeks.
圣经上用犹太人跟希利尼人来概括世人。
The Bible uses the words Jews and Greeks to represent all humans.
就是所有选民跟非选民的，都是神要救赎的对象。
It represents all the children and the non-chosen ones.
那这里提到有几个重要的字眼。
There are several important words in these two verses.
对神来讲，神的大能彰显在他要救人的福音。
Yet the power of God will reveal for those who have the faith.
这是神的义。
This is the righteous of God.
神的义说，神认为是好的。
And the righteous of God is what God sees as good.
神除罪的方法。
It is the way that God takes away the sin.
那除了这个以外，还有一个对人方面来说的。
There's another point that refers to humans.
就是不管你是犹太人选民，或者是希利人外邦人，你要以信来对待神的信息。
Whether you are a Jew, which represents the chosen people, or Greek, the Gentiles.
那到最后会像以哈巴古书二章四节所说的，你会因信得生，就得到生命。
Whether you're a Jew or a Greek, you must accept the salvation with your faith.
这一两节可以说是罗马书保罗道理的两个重要的关键字句、关键的经节。
And these two verses are the main theme of the whole book of Romans.
第一个，我们要知道救是什么意思。
First, must know what the word salvation means.
因为福音要救人，那这个救有一个特定的意义。
The gospel is there to save humans. What is the meaning of this salvation?
我们从保罗对神很深刻的体验跟旨意的了解，我们来看他对救的阐述。
Let's see how Paul defined the word salvation.
请翻开提摩太后书。
Please turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章，新约圣经305页。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章，请看十七跟十八节，305页。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verses 17 and 18。
四章十七节说：“我有主，就是耶稣，站在他旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见。我也从狮子口里头被救出来， 第十八节。
Verse 18.
主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，他必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。这里保罗为了传福音，他历尽千辛万苦。
Here for the sake of the gospel, Paul toiled and troubled.
有敌人的攻击。
His enemies were attacking him.
或者魔鬼的陷害。
And devil was tempting him.
可是主耶稣都让他得胜了。
But Lord Jesus had given him victory.
所以这个魔鬼或者是敌人，他用很凶恶的狮子来形容。
Whether it's Satan or his enemies, Paul used the word lion to describe them.
还有福音要争抗的这个对象，就是被魔鬼统治的世界人心。
And the purpose of the gospel is to rescue those who are under the control of Satan.
要把人从魔鬼的权下救出来。
To rescue humans who are under the control of Satan.
会像哥林多后书十章四节说的，把人救回来，归顺到主耶稣基督。
And just like it's recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 14, to save those from the darkness.
那是靠着主耶稣，他可以胜过这个诸般凶恶，或者是魔鬼一切的诡计。
And depending on the Lord Jesus, Paul can rescue. Paul can preach the gospel.
让人归服到耶稣来。
And convince many to come back to God.
这是我们今生这个神救我们的具体表现。
This is the physical rescue that we can see.
我们可以脱离诸般的凶恶，就是魔鬼或者恶者一切的邪恶工作。
We can depart from every evil.
那另外在将来呢，神救我们进他所为我们预备的天国。
And in the future, God will take us to His heavenly kingdom.
因此呢，福音给我们今生的功用跟来世的益处。
Therefore, the gospel gave us today's effect and tomorrow's glory.
在今生我们靠着主可以站立得住。
In this life, we can depend on the Lord.
可以有从神来的力量。
And we can have strength from the Lord.
我们得到神的保治，神的保佑、保护。
And in this way, we have the protection from God.
脱离魔鬼的权势、罪恶的权势。
And depart from the life of evil.
那到最后，神要救我们进入他永远的天国。
Right to the end, the Lord will save us to His heavenly kingdom.
这是救的简单定义。
This is a simple definition of the word salvation.
那从罗马书一章十六节、十七节，我们可以看到另外一个很重要，就是这个信。
Another important word from the verses from Romans chapter 1 verses 16 to 17 is the word faith.
信可以说是一个信心或者信念。
Conviction.
从里头来讲是一个 conviction， 一个信念。
Faith can mean a conviction.
你知道什么？你有把持，有这个信念。
That whatever you believe, you hold firm on to it.
然后你有一个信仰。
And you have
faith.
A faith.
那信仰的外在化就是你的得救福音，或者是说那个共信之道 ，common faith.
And another word for faith can be common faith.
所以从内在的对神的认识。有决心，然后呢，外在话语就是信仰的工程，这整个叫信。
Faith is from what you understand inside, and then.
那你有信心，你会产生信心的行为。
With faith, you will have an action, a deed of faith.
你会信从神，信从神的话。
You will believe in God and believe in the words of God.
那因为你对神有信仰，所以你有信德，有这种品属灵的品德。
Because you believe in God, you have a spiritual personality.
所以信行信德都从信心来的。
Therefore, your deeds of faith and your personality of faith all comes from your faith.
但是这信心有个目标。
There is an aim for faith.
就是以神或跟神国为中心。
That is, you must focus everything on to God or the heavenly kingdom.
简单说，信就把你带到跟神建立关系。
The word faith will bring you to establish a relationship with God.
让你明白真理。
To allow you to understand the truth.
让神来带领你。
And for God to guide you.
领受信心的结果，就是灵魂的救恩。
And you will receive the fruit of faith, which is the salvation.
那希伯来书十一章曾经对信做了一个很好的那个定义。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it gave a very good definition of the word faith.
什么叫信？
What is faith?
请翻开希伯来书十一章。
Please note Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章，这是一篇信心篇。
Hebrews chapter 11 is all about faith.
请看一节。
Please read verse 1.
322页。希伯来书十一章第一节，信就是所望之事的实底，是还没有看见事情的一个确据。第二节
，verse two，
古人就是说从旧约以来的那些信心的伟人，在这信上得了美好的证据。第三节
，verse three，
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的。这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的这是从信我们可以看到几件重要的启示。
From these verses we can see some important revelations.
第一个呢，信就是你眼睛还没看见 你就知道有其存在。
First, faith is the conviction of things not seen.
就是说你还没得到你知道你会得到。
Which means that you know that you haven't got it, but you believe you will get it.
还没有成就的事情，你知道会成就。
You know that things will come when you haven't seen them yet.
而且是鼓励你，你在这人生有希望。
This is encouragement for you to have hope in this life.
那这就是信的定义。
This is the definition of faith.
那另外我们再看第六节。
Please read verse 6.
第六节说，人若非有信，就不能得到神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，并且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。这里提到信的一个很既定的目标。
Here it gives a goal of faith.
信以神为中心的。
To believe that God is your center.
你以神为中心的话，你就知道，比如说圣经说起初神创造天地这句话。
If you focus everything on God, just like in the first verse of the Bible.In the beginning, there is heaven and earth.
虽然我们没有办法存在于就是神创造的太初那个时代那个时候。
Even though we do not exist before the universe was created.
但是神的话语说明神起初创造天地。
But the word of God clearly tells us that God created the universe.
那你相信这句话的正确性。
And if you believe in this sentence,
那你的信心就构成你对这句神的创造的话语了解，而且你也知道神的确在起初创造天地。
Then with your faith, you understand that indeed God created the universe.
再说，神预备天国。
Next, God has prepared the heavenly kingdom.
虽然我们眼睛还没看到
，although we haven't seen it physically.
可是主耶稣亲自说了。
The Lord Jesus has said it himself.
而且圣经明明记了。
And the Bible has a record of it.
你以信心领受。
With faith, you accept it.
那你还没有看见，你却已经看见了。
Though you haven't seen it, but you have already seen it.
这是因为你相信神的缘故。
This is because of your faith in God.
因为这位神是创造主。
Because this God is the creator.
是人类的生命主。
It's the source of life.
是也是我们的救赎主。
He is also our savior.
那既然你相信这位神是真神，是伟大的神。
Since you believe this God is the true God.
他无所不能。
He is omnipotent.
他无所不知。
He is omniscient.
他无所不在。
And he is.
所以你就因为信圣经的话语，你知道他存在，而且他会赏赐你追求他。
And God is omnipresent.
那我们就可以知道这个信在这里对我们平常的语言、平常的谈话不太一样。
We know that this faith we're talking about is different from the faith we usually say in our conversation.
通常我们讲。那就是说，我相信，我相信，我这件事情。
Usually we say that we believe such a thing as happened.
那是从经验来的。
This is based on your experience.
因为你相信这件事情，你做过，你说你会这样做，而且应该这么做。
And based on your past experience, you knew that such a thing can happen.
但是我们说，我相信神，我相信神的救赎。
When you say, "I believe God, I believe in His salvation."
这句话就是以信心来出发的。
Then you're saying this based on your faith.
因为是信心让你知道神一定会成就。
Through faith, you knew that God will fulfill everything.
而且你的心愿、你的祈求，神在垂听，会成全你所心愿的。
And God listens to your prayers and your wishes, and He will fulfill them.
假定你没有信心的话
，If you do not have faith,
那你也就不相信神会垂听你。
You do not believe that God will listen to you.
那你也不会相信说神。到最后会让你成全你的心愿。
And you will not believe that God will fulfill your wishes.
但是在我们本会里头。
But in our church.
我们因为信心的关系。
Because we have faith.
那很多重病的。
Many who are seriously ill.
那信心的祷告就让他得到医治了。
Through prayer, they were healed.
也因为神的全能，加上人的信心。
This is all due to the power of God and the faith of humans.
所以你就了解而且体验到神。
Therefore, you have experienced and understand God.
我们来看罗马书四章一个信的真实。
Let us please turn to Romans chapter 4.
请看罗马书第四章。罗马书四章在记载亚伯拉罕的事迹。
Romans chapter 4 records about Abraham.
我们看213页。罗马书四章，请看17节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
这里记载亚伯拉罕213页，亚伯拉罕所信的是叫死人复活，使没有变为有的神。哦，这是亚伯拉罕的信仰。四章十七节。
This is the faith of Abraham in Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
叫死人复活。
That the dead will be raised.
那神使无变为有。
And call into existence the things that do not exist.
死人复活是因为他在一个山叫摩利亚山上，他体验到亲身自己献上儿子的时候，神让他会得到耶和华以勒，得到神预备的一个功课。
And on the lesson of life to the dead, he experienced it while he sacrificed his son on Mount Moriah.
那耶和华真神以勒就是说神预备来代替他本来要献上的儿子以撒。
And God, Jehovah Eli, had prepared for him a sacrifice.
他亲自体验到了。
And Abraham had indeed experienced it.
他在献上以撒以前，他知道神一定会让以撒来复活的。
And while he was before he sacrificed Isaac, Abraham knew that God will prepare everything for him.
这是创世纪二十二章的记事。
This is recorded in Genesis chapter 22.
那另外，神之使称为神，我们可以看到神的创造的伟大。
We can see the creation of God.
神从无造出有。
From something that do not exist, it was created.
我们人没有办法从无造出有。
We cannot create something that do not exist.
我们要从这个土捏造，那称为一个陶器或者瓷器。
We need to use good earth to make out a porcelain.
但神可以从无当中造出万有，造出整个宇宙。
But from absolutely nothing, God can create the whole universe.
因为圣经这么说，我们相信。
And because the Bible says so, we believe.
那神在创造的时候，他从混沌当中造出秩序来。
And in the creation, God created everything from void into order.
就是说从混沌空虚，它是万有有一个规律，有自然有法则。
And from void, something was created, and this thing was.Has ordered.
这是神，我们相信他的大能。
And this is how we believe that the almightiness of God.
那在创造当中，神显出他第三方面。
And in His creation, God has revealed His third character.
就从黑暗当中照出光明。
From darkness, He created light.
这是很重要的，在神对我们彰显的大能，亚伯兰相信，我们也相信了。
And this is very important. And since Abraham believed, we also believe.
那另外，亚伯兰在信方面，我们可以看到他跟神很密切的关系。
And we can see that Abraham also had a very close relationship with God.
因为对神他信得过，所以还没有到的事情，他可以满心相信，而且知道会成就。
And because of his faith, he believed that some things that hasn't happened yet will happen.
我们看这章十九节开始。
Please read verse 19 of chapter 4.
四章十九节，罗马书，他将近一百岁的时候，虽然自己想到自己的身体好像已死，那撒拉他太太的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱的。二十节。
Verse 20.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒相信，心里得到坚固，将荣耀归给神。21节。
21.
他且满心相信神所应许的必能够成就。22节。
22.
所以他因为这个相信，神就称他为义了。好，我们这一节的背后是讲他在99岁的时候，神给他应许要从他身体生出他的就是说他的儿子。
And these verses about Abraham, while he was at the age of 99, God promised that he will have a son.
本来一个年老的人不可能生育。
And an elder person usually cannot have children.
表象他太太九十岁了，已经超过生育怀孕的那个期间。
And just like his wife Sarah was at the age of 90, and she has passed the age of.
神早在他七十五岁的时候就跟他讲，从你身体身上要生出正灾地，就是说正传地那个儿子来传宗接代，来成为以色列的祖先。
And Sarah had passed the age of bearing children, and God, while Abraham was younger, had promised him that he will have a son.
这是一个非常大的事情。
This is a great matter.
平常人假定没有把握住神的应许的话，会起怀疑。
Usually, if you do not grab hold of the promise of God, you will start to doubt.
怎么有可能呢？超过生育的期间呢？那又这么老了，还要生儿子吗？
How is it possible that you have passed the age of having children and yet you're still going to have a son?
但神的话语不会改变，神的应许会成全。
But the promise of God will never change and will fulfill.
那亚伯兰一直用信心来对待这件事情。
And with faith, Abraham accepted this promise.
那在等待期间，我们可以看到这是信仰的真正对神，就是建立起密切的关系。
And during this period of waiting, he has truly established his close relationship with God.
所以圣经记载他说，没有因不信心里起怀疑，他反而相信神的应许一定会成就的。
And the Bible says that he never doubted the promise of God.
这是信的真谛了。
And this is what faith is.
所以说我们对神也应该这样的信心。
And also we should have the same faith, just like Abraham.
那我们决定有对神这样的信心的话，我们会执着我们所信的。
And if we have such a faith with God, then we can grab hold of this faith.
我们对待神的事情，尤其对神得救的福音，我们会以信心来领受。
We will be able to accept the gospel that was given to us.
就是说满心相信。
And we will truly believe in the gospel.
单纯信心的接受。
And we'll accept the gospel based on our faith.
因为信心产生的单纯信心，或者所谓的轻心或者虚心，会让你看到神。
And because of your faith, you will have a clear conscience, and this will allow you to see God.
主耶稣在他开始讲福音或者神国里头的新气象的时候
，Before Jesus began preaching about the heavenly kingdom,
他希望人进入神国有一个新的一个心态。
He would like everyone to enter the heavenly kingdom with a new attitude.
或者是说一个新的心灵的样式。
Or a new image or form.
那我们来看马太福音第五章。
Listen to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章，我们通常就是说称为祝福啊 beatitude， 或者说称为神的八福。
We usually said that Matthew chapter 5 is the beatitude.
你第三节我们来看两三节就可以。所以第三节说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Verse 3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我们再看第六节。
Please read verse 6.
因为你有信心，而且知道神的宝贵，所以你饥渴来渴慕神的意，神你认为对的尺寸、旨意等等。那你有福气，因为你会得到宝足。
And because you have faith, blessed are you who are hunger and thirst for righteousness.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
清心的人有福了，因为他们会看见神。
Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以我们可以看见，在信心的条件下，你自然有这种心态，让你看到神，让你领受到神的恩典。
And because you have a pure heart, you will be able to see God and the blessings.
所以我们刚才说了，就是得救的救，那信心的信。那现在我们来看罗马书一章十六节、十七节的第三个重要字眼。
And we have given a definition of salvation and faith. Now we're going to turn to next one.
那一个就是福音。
Next is gospel.
福音呢、本来的字眼呢、在古代英文叫 Gospel， 就是好的信息、好的消息。
The gospel in the original language means good news.
那在希腊文就是 evangelion， 就说这个 oi 就好，那 angelo 就是信息或信使者，好的信息，那传给人的。
And in Greek，
evangelion 没有关系。那拉丁以后就从希腊文变 evangelium， 就说也是好的信息。 那简单说就是说，凡是有关神的，要给人的，都是好的，大好的信息。
And with regard to everything that God will give to humans, it all pertains to gospel, good news.
那这福音是什么样的福音
？What is this gospel?
那我们来看几节圣经。这个福音不是一般所说的大好消息，社会上的医治人或者社会上的福利这样的一个医药的发明，或者说福利的分享。
This good news does not mean what we usually perceive today as a great advance in science, a new drug has been created.
这个福音是有关灵魂得救的。
This gospel is about the salvation of the soul.
有关永远的幸福，永远的生命的。
And with it's about eternal blessing.
是有关人如果回归到天父的身边，享受到神永永远远的荣耀的。
It's about humans returning back to God to have a share in the eternal joy.
那这个福音就比一般所谓的社会上大好的消息，或者说医药的发明，或者是说社会福利，都还要来得有价值。
And this good news is more valuable than the ones we usually hear in the society today about getting social welfare.
因为地面上这些东西是物质的，会过去的。
Whatever that goes on this earth will pass one day.
但是我们所要说的好消息是有关天上的属灵的永远的。
The good news that we're preaching today is about the good news of the heavenly kingdom, which is eternal.
我们来看马太福音第四章。马太福音四章，请看二三节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 23.
新约圣经第四页。马太福音四章二三节，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。这里说耶稣他传道的时候，他第一个传天国福音，第二个同时医治各样的病症。
He says that when Jesus began his ministry, the first thing he did was preaching the gospel, and next he healed every illness.
这里他所传的福音称为天国的福音。
The gospel that he preached is the gospel of the kingdom.
我们可以看到这个福音是有关天国的，有关超越这地面上永永远远的天上家乡的。
And we see that this gospel is about the heavenly kingdom has surpassed everything on earth.
除了传扬教训之外，耶稣他伸出他全能的手来医治各样的病症。
And other than preaching the gospel, Jesus also healed every illness.
这是天国的福音。
And this is the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
那现在我们要翻第二本书，叫做马可福音。
Now we're going to turn to Mark.
马可福音第一章一节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 1.
刚才称为天国福音，在这里又有一个同样的称呼。
And just now it said that it is the gospel of the kingdom. Here has another saying.
我们看第一章一节，47页，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
And chapter 1 verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
耶稣讲两件事，一个就是耶稣是神的儿子。
Here tells us two things. First, Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
耶稣也是基督。
And Jesus is also Christ.
这个我们就讲耶稣的位分，但是这里福音称为耶稣基督的福音。
So here says it is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以福音是以传讲耶稣基督的救赎，耶稣基督为中心的。
The gospel then is about Jesus Christ.
那我们再看第十四节。
Please turn to verse 14.
这一章的十四节。
Same chapter, verse 14.
施洗约翰下监牢以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说日子近了，神的国日子满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。这一福音称为神的福音。
Here it says the gospel of God.
刚才说耶稣基督的福音。
Just now mentioned it is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那这里又是神的福音。
Here it says the gospel of God.
是同一的，是相等的，一样的。
They both mean the same thing.
我们再看第四个定义，请看路加福音。
Please turn to Luke.
路加第三本福音书。
The third gospel.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
是在92页那里。这里我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
第一节、第二节一起看。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶稣叫齐了12个门徒，给他们权力， 能力权柄，制服一切的鬼，医治各样的病，这是传福音的工作。那第二节说，又差遣他们去宣传神国的道。啊，这个神国的道，我们再看六十节。
Please turn to verse 60.
同样的在强调，就说耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。六十节意思就是说，你任凭这些肉身虽然还活着，可是灵性已经死的这些人去埋葬他们肉身死的亲人，这世俗人的事情的事情，你交给他们办。可是你呢，要跟从我，你要努力来宣扬神国的福音，神国的道。
Here, the dead to bury the dead means for those who are dead spiritually, but physically they're still alive. They will bury those who are dead physically.
那这里说你要想去努力来关心，去传扬神国的道。
And therefore, let these people deal with the earthly matters, and you must proclaim the kingdom of God.
所以天国的福音，耶稣基督的福音，或者说是神的福音，或者说神国的道，就是这个好的消息。
And therefore, the gospel of kingdom, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of God, and the kingdom of God all refers to the same gospel.
那福音在保罗书信出现，一直的出现。
And the word gospel has often been written in the epistles of
Paul. 他说我传的是耶稣跟他钉十字架的道理。
He said, I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the cross.
那我传的福音要救一切相信的人。
The gospel that I proclaim will save everyone.
那我们刚才讲过，福音会救我们今生脱离魔鬼，脱离这罪的权势。
We have mentioned earlier that the gospel will save us from this life and from the control of Satan.
那将来要救我们因为主耶稣的慈爱，他的全能，要救我们到天国去。
And the future, with the mercy of Jesus, He will save us.
但是呢，这个过程是从圣经得到有一个相信认识。决心接受这个阶段的。
But this process is through your faith and your acceptance of the gospel.
那我们要认识呢？我们要就刚才所看的那几个名词以外，我们看它的内容是什么
？Other than the nouns, the other nouns for gospel, let us look into the real meaning of gospel.
我们来看以弗所书。
Please turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书这第一章就把福音。能救人的一些内容讲给我们听了。
The first chapter of Ephesians tells us that the gospel will save us.
那个以弗所书是保罗书信里头有关救赎论跟教会论的很重要，就有关救赎跟有关教会的重要的神的道理。
The whole theme of the letter of Ephesians is about salvation and the church.
那照他是在第三章就特别讲出福音的奥秘，也就是神的奥秘。
In chapter 3, it's about the mystery of salvation of gospel.
也就是说，教会的奥秘。
Which is also the salvation, the mystery of the church.
那我们现在集中在第一章来看一下。
Let us turn to chapter 1.
我们来看第三节开始。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，这269页。他在基督里头就曾经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。第四节。
4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里头拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。第五节。
5.
又因爱我们，就按自己意志所喜悦地预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。第六节。
6.
使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里头，在基督里头所赐给我们的。第七节。
7.
我们借着爱子的血。得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照着神丰富的恩典。第八节。
8.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。第九节。
9.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。第十节。
10.
要按照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里头同归于一了。11节。
11.
我们在耶稣基督里头。也得了基业，是指天国的基业。这原是那位随己意行作做万事的，照他旨意所预定的，是神所预定的。12节。
12.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里头有盼望的人可以得到称赞。13节。
13.
你们既然听见真理的道，那就叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督， 既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节。
14.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直到神的百姓啊被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。这一章里头有两段很重要的有关神的福音的内容。
These verses have two important things about God.
因为第三章我们以后有机会再看下去，就是说神所预备的福音要救一切相信的人。
In chapter 3 it says that the gospel that Jesus has prepared will save all mankind.
都可以成为神的后嗣，可以成为教会基督身体的一体。
So that everyone can become the children of God.
成为教会里头基督里头一体，主内一体。
And be united in Christ.
而且相信的人不管黄黑白红，都是可以得到一样的应许，就是圣灵的应许，天国的应许。
And for the believers, regardless of their race, they will receive the promise of the heavenly kingdom and the promise of the Holy Spirit.
跟天国。那这个是很重要的，神很厚厚的一个恩典。
This is the great blessing.
那这个属灵的福气，它早在创世以前，神就已经预备了。
And this great blessing was already prepared before the universe was created.
那这个福音的奥秘，就是主耶稣降世救人这个奥秘，要在万末世，在我们的现今的世代，就是主耶稣开始那世代，我们才了解的。
And this mystery will only be understood.
才因为主耶稣已经显现了，福音已经传明了。
This mystery can only be understood after Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ has revealed Himself to us.
所以说，各样属灵福气在神创立世界以前。就在基督里头拣选我们，使我们可以得到神很丰富的恩典。
And before the creation of the universe, we were all chosen.
那这里第一个内容就是说，我们得儿子的名分，一章五节这么说。
In chapter 1 verse 5, it says that we have become his son.
接着我们相信福音，那我们可以得儿子名分是什么呢？第七节就说了。
And in verse 7, we know that what we get as His children.
就借着耶稣基督爱子的血，我们可以得到救赎。
Here that we have redemption through the blood of the beloved Son.
从旧约圣经到新约，凡是你看到救赎这个字眼，都跟流血有关系，跟赦要赦罪、赎罪、流血有关系。
And from the New Testament to the Old Testament, you see that whenever you see the word redemption, there's the word blood.
啊，所以说主耶稣他在十字架上流的血，我们可以得到救赎。我们过犯可以得到赦免。
And it says it means that Jesus Christ has shed his blood on the cross, so that we can be delivered from sin.
所以我们可以得到神儿女的名分。
We can also be forgiven.
啊，这是福音给我们带来的结果。
Be called sons. This is the result of gospel.
那么再看十三节。
Please in the verse
13. 他对于那已经受洗归入基督的人，他再保罗再说一次。就是说你们有盼望的人，这些得救的人，他再说一次十三节。
In verse 13, it refers to those who have already received the salvation.
已经在主内的人了。
For those who are baptized.
说你们既然已经听见真理的道，那就是叫你们得救的福音，那也信了基督，那既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。那这里把得救的福音，或者说真理的道，得救的福音，就是福音的意思。
The gospel of the salvation means the gospel.
那就说我们听到福音自然而然，因为我们相信耶稣基督，那神会使我们再得到，那就得到圣灵做天国的凭据。
And because you have listened to the gospel and you have believed in Jesus Christ, then you will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
那因为有圣灵关系，那这圣灵大能，那在将来，假定主耶稣今天晚上来，圣灵把我们这卑贱的肉体改变成为荣耀的灵体。要被提上升。
When you have received the Holy Spirit, your physical body will be transformed to a spiritual body the day Jesus comes.
那已经死的人都要复活，然后呢，他们要接受神的荣耀，就是得到天国的荣耀。
And for those who are dead, they will be raised and they will receive the glory of heavenly kingdom.
也是圣灵改变他们这个卑贱的血肉之体，成为不朽的灵体。
And it is also through the Holy Spirit that has transformed their physical body into a spiritual body.
这是也因为相信福音在基督里头得到的神的圣灵很大的恩典。
This is all because you have believed in the gospel and have received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们说福音，神国的福音，耶稣基督的福音，或者神的福音，或者神国的道，或者说得救的福音，这是同样意思的。
Therefore, when we said the gospel of kingdom, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of God, the kingdom of God, and the gospel of salvation, they all mean the same thing.
就是要相信神，认识他，相信耶稣为基督。
It means to know Jesus Christ and to believe
in Him. 相信他为救主。
To believe that He is our Savior.
让他会带给我们这样以弗所书所描写的。
And therefore, He will bring us what the Book of Ephesians has
我们称为神儿子的名分。因为我们借着耶稣宝血赦罪
，We will have the sonship because through the precious blood we are redeemed.
那我们也因为听见福音真理的道，我们相信神，那主也会给我们圣灵。
And because we have listened to the gospel, we have believed in Jesus Christ, God will give us His promised Holy Spirit.
我们再看另外一段加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians.
这个福音的内容也是在这里，请看四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
请看四章四节到第七节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7.
我们来这264页。加拉太书四章四节这里说，直到时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，就是耶稣，为女子所生，且生在律法以下。第五节。
5.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。请记住，这个是讲主耶稣生在旧约的时代，生在律法之下。
Please remember that Jesus Christ was born in the Old Testament under the law.
啊，时候满足了，耶稣降生了。
When the time has fully come, Jesus Christ was born.
他要传的恩典跟真理。
He is here to preach the salvation.
那他要把人从旧约、从魔鬼的权势下救赎出来。
He will deliver humans from the control of Satan.
叫我们得儿子的名分。
So that we can receive.
那你看到救赎的赎字又跟主耶稣流血赦罪有关系。
When you see the word redemption or redeem, it has something to do with blood.
耶稣用重价来买你，把你从魔鬼跟罪的权势下赎出来，归向神，属于神。
And Jesus had bought you with a high price so that you can return to God.
啊，就在洗礼后，你被神称义，那你被神你被神赦罪。
And after baptism, your sins are forgiven and you are claimed righteous.
你成为神的儿女了。
Then you have become the children of God.
你披戴基督了。
You have put on Christ.
成为主内一体了。
You have been united in Christ.
那不但如此，我们再看六节七节。
Please read verse 6 and 7.
你们既然是为神的儿女和儿子，神就差他儿子的灵，就是主耶稣也称为圣灵，圣灵就称为儿子的灵，进入你们的心里头，呼叫阿巴父。第七节。
Verse 7.
可见以后你们不再是奴仆，而是儿子了。既然是儿子，要是靠神为后嗣。六节七节是讲受洗以后你会再得圣灵，那不但是神的儿女，你因为圣灵关系，你要继承天国属灵的产业，你会成为继承人。
And in verse 6 and 7 says that after you are baptized you will receive the Holy Spirit, and in this way you can be claimed a son, and as a son you will receive the inheritance.
保罗书信一直在强调这个福音的内容。
The epistles of Paul emphasize on the content of the gospel.
他的救赎的意义是什么？
The meaning of redemption and salvation.
最主要就是他在讲福音会带给你，你成为神的儿女，你得到天国的后嗣。
Most importantly, it will tell you what believing the gospel will bring you. You will be claim an heir.
我们再看哥林多前书第一章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
这个就是他有讲关于到福音，他要传扬的，所彰显的是什么。
Here says what the gospel will reveal.
我们看第一章从18节看起。
Please read verse 18 of chapter 1.
我们先看二章，再看回一章，二章的第四节。第二节开始到第四节。
Please turn to chapter 2 first, chapter 2 verses 2 to 4.
保罗说，我曾经定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。我们再看第四节。
Please read verse 4.
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。第五节。
5.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。这里保罗传福音传的是什么？耶稣跟他定十字架。
Here the message that Paul preaches is the gospel of Jesus Christ on the cross.
刚才提到他在加拉太书跟以弗所书强调说，你信福音 会得到神儿子的名分，你会得到天国的产业。
And in the book of Galatians, it said that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will receive the sonship and inheritance.
那借着水洗，借着在圣灵的感恩赐予，你会得到这两种。
And through baptism and the receiving of the Holy Spirit, you will receive these.
要说的，他所传的福音的重心、重点在哪？
Here is the main point of the message that he preached.
就是耶稣跟他钉十字架。
It is about Jesus Christ and him crucified.
所以我们说，我们要得到神儿子名分，我们要得到像天国的产业，那你要明白，你要所信的，要信从接受的是什么？耶稣跟他十字架的道理。
And to receive the sonship and to receive the heavenly inheritance, you must believe in Jesus Christ and His crucified.
所以我们在布道会的时候要宣讲耶稣救人的道理，是要把耶稣是谁，要很清楚的讲明。
Therefore, in the evangelical service, we must tell you clearly who Jesus is.
然后他的神国福音又叫十字架，十字架道理。为什么他钉十字架也要说得清楚。
And we must also give you a clear idea why Jesus Christ must be crucified.
但是有很多人不能够不向你讲明什么叫十字架的道理。
Therefore, Paul has to tell those who are believers, non-believers, the message behind.
那现在我们看一章十八节。
Please turn to chapter 1 verse 18.
一章十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18 of 1 Corinthians.
因为十字架的道理229页。因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。十九节。
19.
就如经上，就是以赛亚书二十九章，就如经上所记的，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。二十节。
20.
智慧人在哪？文士在哪？这世上的辨识在哪？神岂不是叫这些人世上的智慧变成为愚拙吗？二十一节。
21.
世人既然凭着自己智慧不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。二十二节。
22.
犹太人要的神迹，希利尼人 是求智慧。二三节。
23.
我们却传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人是绊脚石，在外邦人是愚拙。二四节。
24.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人和希利尼人，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。我们念到这里，我们可以看出这里有一个很大的所谓的不可能是可能这样的一个检测句子。
Here we can see something that is impossible becoming possible.
也就是说，有些人因为不信，或者有些人在轻看十字架的重要道理。
Here it says some people do not believe in the word of cross.
那他们就不愿意来接受保罗或者我们所传的福音。
And hence they will not accept the gospel that Paul preached or the gospel that we preach.
但是这里有一个很重要的，人认为不可能，但神却认为可能，所以这样英文叫 paradox， 一种神的作为，就在愚拙人认为，就是说聪明人认为愚拙的道理，神却让那些聪明人的聪明归无有。
And here is a clear paradox that for those who are wise, they will not be able to understand the gospel.
聪明人、智慧人，因为他们不单纯，他们以世故、经验来衡量神。
And for the wise, they would use their own wits to judge.
所以他们认为十字架的道理是愚拙。
Therefore, they think that the words of cross is folly.
因为罗马帝国的极刑的工具就是十字架。
The execution tool for the Roman government is the cross.
那耶稣为我们罪称为罪人，他本来是没有罪的，他担待我们的罪，钉在十字架上头。
And Jesus carried our burdens as a sinner.
所以他是义者代替那不义者来钉十字架的。
He's a righteous man who has carried the burdens
of the unrighteous. 那有些人就想不通。
And many couldn't understand this point.
怎么这个罪犯极刑的工具会成为拯救人的一个神的方法？
How is it that an execution tool has become a salvation?
但是神的聪明智慧却在这里表现了。
This is where the wisdom of God reveals.
就是说神的救赎功夫就成就在十字架上头。
That the salvation is fulfilled on the cross.
那耶稣钉十字架是要拯救所有世间的罪人。
Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross to save all sinners.
那你愿意接受十字架的道理，接受主耶稣救恩，那你就可以得到神的救赎了。
If you accept the word of Christ, the word of cross, then you have. This is where the
也是神的智慧。
This is where the strength and the wisdom of God reveals.
所以神要借着十字架来救那些单纯信心的、愿意相信的人。
And this is how Jesus, through his cross, will save the innocent.
就好像刚才所念的，虚心的人会得到天国，清心人会得到，会看到神一样。
Just like those who are pure in heart will see God.
啊，那些很不单纯、世故的、自以为很聪明的，不愿意去对用清心、虚心、有信心的对待神的，那结果就看不到神的救恩了。
And for those who see themselves as wise, they will not have a pure heart, and therefore they will not be able to see God.
但是我们要相信神的福音，应该有一个来源，有一个因果关系。
And in order to believe in Christ, there must be a cause and an effect.
我们来看罗马书第十章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
那请看十二节开始。
Starting from verse 12.
罗马书十章220页。十二节说，犹太人和希利尼人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。十三节。
13.
因为凡求告主名的，就必会得救。十四节。
14.
然而人未曾信他，怎会求他？未曾听见他，怎会信他呢？没有传道的怎么能听见呢？数节。
15.
若没有奉差遣的，怎么能传道呢？我们再看17节。
17节。Please read verse 17.
可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。啊，这里有一个一连串的因果关系。
Here is a series of cause and effect.
第一个有神的话语在哪儿，就是说有神的福音在哪儿。
First is the word of God.
那神的圣灵要差遣人来讲述神的话，神的福音。
And the Holy Spirit was sent messengers.
那奉差遣就传道，传神国的道理，得救的福音。
Those who were sent by the Holy Spirit would preach the gospel of salvation.
让人听见。
And so that everyone can hear the
gospel. 那你越听见，你的信心越得到造就，你就认识神就更加深刻。
The more you listen to this gospel, the more you'll be edified.
然后呢，你因为有信心，
because you have faith,
你会向神祈求，会向神祷告，跟神建立关系。
You will pray to God to establish a relationship with God.
那因为你向神祈求，
because you pray to God,
那神就会让你得到救助或救治或者拯救。
And God will give you the salvation and wisdom.
意思就是说，你问题会得到解决。
Meaning the questions you have, they will be answered.
你病痛会得到神的医治。
The illnesses you have will be healed.
那困难会得到神的帮助。
All your problems will be solved.
那再来呢，你的灵魂得到神的拯救。
Most importantly, your soul will be saved.
这是因为福音神的话语来。
This is because of the gospel, the word of God.
那神显出他的大能要救你。
And God has revealed His almightiness to save you.
这是我们一定要听道理，要一定要讲论神的话语。
This is why we must tell you about the words of God.
那我们认识神，认识福音的宝贵。
Therefore, we get to know God and know how precious this.
那我们就会追求他。
We know how precious this gospel is, and therefore we will pursue after it.
那我们要认识耶稣跟他十字架这个道理。
And that is why we must know the word of cross and of Jesus Christ.
那就要借着查考圣经，明白耶稣是谁。
And in order to have a further understanding, we must study the Bible to know who Jesus is.
耶稣为什么钉十字架？
And why was he crucified?
那我们可以简单来从约翰福音一章来看耶稣是谁，就稍微讲一下。
And we can give you a simple introduction. Please turn to John.
其实很感谢神在约翰一福音第一章里头把耶稣所有位分所有的称呼都直接讲得很清楚。
And in John chapter 1, all the names and the offices of Jesus was clearly indicated.
我们这样看下去，那以后我们有机会再慢慢的逐条的来查考。
We will read on, and if we have time, we will study them.
然后呢，我们在这里就稍微提一下，让你知道耶稣原来是神或者神儿子。耶稣的神性跟他人性跟他救赎人间所担待的这使命。
And here we give you a brief introduction that Jesus is God, he is also the Son.
那从这里我们就已经了解到耶稣他为什么来救我们， 他为什么要这些称呼了。
And we can understand why Jesus came to save us and why he had all these names.
请看125页。约翰福音第一章，请看一节。
Please read John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。那这里提到耶稣就是那个道。
Here says that Jesus is the Word.
啊，当然这个道是指是神的话语。
The Word refers to the words of God.
神的创造的那个真机 creativity.
The creativity of God.
那神的全能。
And the authority of God.
或神本身。
Or God.
当然这里说太初有道，道就是神。是啊，这个道跟神同在，所以耶稣是道，耶稣是神。啊，这里我们可以看到他的称呼了。
It says here that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
那我们看第五节跟第九节有一个称呼说光，这个耶稣是那光。第九节是真光，耶稣是真光。
In verse 5 it says Jesus is light. In verse 9 it says it's the true light.
当然就是指着宇宙的自然光以上那个超自然的星而上的光。
This light is a cosmic light.
啊，那这个以后就是说这光要真的临到世界，用福音的光照耀人间，带人从黑暗跟死亡出来。
And this light will shine the earth to bring those who live in the darkness into a light.
我们再看14节，道成肉身住在我们中间，耶稣是神的道成肉身，或者说成了肉身的道，耶稣就是在我们中间传福音的神行神迹的那个人，那个神。
Please read verse 14, that the word became flesh, and the word is Jesus.
那再看14节最后一句，我们也看见过他的荣光，正是父独生子，耶稣也称为父的独生子。
And the latter part of verse 14 says, we have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father.
那请看那个18节。
Please read verse 18.
在父怀里的独生子将神表明出来，因为从来没有人看见过神。
Verse 18, no one has ever seen God. The only Son who is in the bosom of Father has made him known.
啊，神是个灵，但耶稣道成肉身，就把神彰显出来，而且他称为神独生子，哦，父的独生子。
God is a spirit which is invisible, and Jesus Christ has revealed God to us, and Jesus Christ is the only Son.
我们再看21节。
Please read verse 21.
啊，我不是，是那先知吗？不是。哦，这里讲那个先知，有人以为是施洗约翰，其实是主耶稣，他就是那个先知，那个有特定的一个先知。
Some people thought that John the Baptist was the prophet, but he wasn't. But Jesus Christ wasn't.
啊，那个这个先知是摩西五经《生命记》十八章十五节跟十八节所记的摩西，跟摩西一样的，在摩西以后要出现的一个先知。
This prophet is the prophet that will be like Moses.
啊，我们再看29节。
Please read on to verse 29.
施洗约翰介绍耶稣，当耶稣要被他进人来进诸般的义来施洗的时候，那他就介绍众人说，29节，看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的，耶稣是除去世人罪孽的神的羔羊。
And Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
这个包含旧约时代所有的那个献祭的制度，就是为了除罪，要献上赎罪的羔羊。
And this involves all the sacrificial rituals in the Old Testament.
但是那些牛羊断不能除人的罪，牛羊的血不能除人的罪。
Even though the animals used in the Old Testament cannot take away the sin of humans.
只有耶稣基督一次完全的献上，那就开了永远赎罪的一个泉源。
Then Jesus Christ has to come, and for once he would complete the salvation.
那耶稣就是那个神的羔羊。
And Jesus is the Lamb of God.
那我们再看第34节。
Please read 34.
那他说，这就是神的儿子，耶稣有神性，又称为神的儿子。
And Jesus has a divine nature, and he is the Son of God.
啊，所以我们要记住，耶稣是什么人？耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣是神本身。
And therefore, we must know that Jesus is the Son of God. He is God.
我们再看38节，拉比 （Rabbi） 就是亚兰话的先生、师傅的意思。
And in verse 38 says Rabbi, which is Aramaic, meaning teacher.
啊，那我们再看41节。
Please read verse 41.
我们遇见弥赛亚了，就弥赛亚就受膏者的意思。
and says, "We have found the Messiah." Messiah means the anointed one.
这是希伯来文 Messiah， 那个翻成希腊文叫 Christos， 那个 Christos 变成我们基于那个其他语言的Christ or Christ 这个发音。
In Hebrew it's Messiah, but in Greek it's Christ.
所以我们 Christ 这个字把它变成 transliteration， 把它转音过来变成基督，就中文的基督本来是音而已，译音而已。中文的基督。
The Chinese word for Christ is a direct translation from.
不是基本的督导，我们不要这样的翻译。基督就是 Christ， 就是 Messiah， 就是受膏者的意思。
The Chinese word from Christ is a direct translation from the English.
神预备救世主这个基督受膏者，神所安立、所许可、所授权的，将来做王的这个弥赛亚。
And God has prepared this Messiah, the Messiah who is to become the king.
好，我们再看下去45节。
Please read on to verse 45.
拿单也对他说：“摩西，对，非对拿单也说，摩西在律法上所写的众先知所记的那一位，就是预言应许的那一位，摩西五经、大小先知书所记载的那一位。”
And Jesus Christ is the one that was recorded in the books of Moses and all the books of the major and minor prophets.
摩西五经记得说那个先知。
In the Pentateuch, it records that prophet.
那大先知书、小先知书记载的耶稣的出生、耶稣的被卖、耶稣的进圣城一切的行他的生平跟传道。
And the major and minor prophets prophesied the life of Jesus.
那以赛亚书记载以马内利童贞女要生子。
And the book of Isaiah records Emmanuel.
七章十四节。
以
赛亚书七章十四节。
In Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
那弥迦书记载说救主要从伯利恒出来。
And in the book of Micah it says the Messiah will come from the city of Bethlehem.
那么耶利米、以赛亚、撒迦利亚书记载，他从大卫出来，要做弥赛亚王。
And the book of Isaiah makes
clear,
Zechariah says Jesus will be a descendant of King David.
那么撒迦利亚记载，耶稣要正进圣城，他要被卖。
The book of Zechariah prophesies that Jesus will be brought into the holy city to be betrayed.
所以耶稣的行迹、耶稣的传道、耶稣的受死、钉十字架、复活等等，在旧约圣经先知书诗篇里头就已经预言了。
Therefore, the life of Jesus, his mission, and his resurrection was all prophesied in the Old Testament.
我们再看四十五节。
Please read verse 45.
The Nazarene 人耶稣。
That Jesus of Nazareth.
好，我们再看49节。
Verse 49.
以色列的王。
The King of Jews.
属灵以色列的王。
He is the spiritual King of Jews.
我们再看51节。
51.
他说：“我是在告诉你们，你们要看见天门打开，神的使者赏去下来在人子身上。”这个是很大的意象，很大的神迹。
And the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. This is a great miracle.
天门打开，神的启示来到。
The heaven opened. The revelation of God came.
天门打开，神的施恩。
And the heaven opened and God's blessing came down.
那在耶稣身上，耶稣人子身上，你会看到神的作为，神的使者上去下来。
And you see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
我们感谢神，这约翰一章里头就一直列耶稣是谁，耶稣称呼的是名字，名称是什么。
In John chapter 1, it gives a series of names for Jesus Christ.
那我们就了解他是神的儿子。
We understand that he is the Son of God.
他是神的羔羊，要除我们罪孽的。
He is the Lamb of God who will take away the sin.
他是神的受膏者基督。
He is the Anointed One, Christ.
犹太人一直在等基督的出现。
The Jews are always waiting for the Messiah.
那耶稣真的出现了。
And Christ has come.
那有些人还不相信。
And many do not believe in him.
愿意接受耶稣为救主的、为基督的，耶稣就救他们。
And only for those who are who accept Jesus as Christ, Jesus will save them.
那耶稣跟他们讲天国的道理。
And Jesus told them.
那他们听了就相信。
Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom.
耶稣他为什么钉十字架
？Jesus Christ crucified on the cross for us.
为什么钉十字架
？Why was he crucified？
我们来看提摩太前书一章。
Please turn to First Timothy chapter 1.
第一章十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
提摩太前书一章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
297页。 耶稣基督耶稣降世是要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人当中我是个罪魁，十六节，然而我蒙了怜悯，怜悯是因耶稣基督在我这罪魁身上要显明他一切忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Verse 16,
耶稣来到人间最主要就是要被钉十字架来拯救一切的罪人。
Jesus came to the world to be crucified and to save sinners.
甚至说罪魁，最终的罪魁的保罗，神都怜悯他，耶稣都救他。
And even Paul, who was the foremost of sinners, even Jesus would save him.
那信他的人会得永生。
For those who believe in Jesus will receive eternal life.
所以简单说，我们信福音会得到神果，那神果就是永生的道理。
To put it simply, if we believe in the gospel, we will receive the heavenly kingdom.Which means eternal life.
那借主耶稣在十字架上，他流的血就开了一条又新又活的道路。
And through the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross, He has opened up a path for us.
那我们接受耶稣的宝血洗礼，我们罪得到赦免。
When we receive baptism, our sins are forgiven.
然后呢，我们得到圣灵，那就有天国产业的希望。
Then we receive the Holy Spirit, and we have the inheritance.
这些都是十字架的功劳。
All these are the work of the cross.
也是主耶稣在这个地面上传道的时候，为了拯救我们，他走上十字架的道路，替我们完成了救赎的功夫。
And this is also why Jesus Christ was crucified.
那最主要为什么？他为什么传道？为什么被钉十字架？
But the most important reason of why he was crucified.
就是要把这永生让我们听福音的人相信来接受。
Was for humans to believe in his gospel.
我们最后来看约翰福音第五章。
Please turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章，请看第二十四节开始。
John chapter 5, starting from verse 24.
132页。我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪。是已经出死入生的。25节。
25.
我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。26节。
26.
因为父怎么样在自己有生命，就是他赐给他儿子，也照样在自己有生命。27节。
27.
并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。28节。
28.
你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到。凡在坟墓里头的都要听见他的声音，就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
29.
耶稣他在圣的时候一直在讲神国的道理。
During the ministry of Christ, he was always preaching about the gospel of kingdom.
他也医病赶鬼。
He would heal illnesses and cast away demons.
彰显他是神的儿子。
He has revealed himself as the Son of God.
他成为神人子。
He's also the Son of Man.
但是他有神本身。在地面上的具体表现。
But he has revealed the divine nature of God.
那他在地面上传道的时候，
While he was preaching,
就叫人要相信神，信神，天父差他来。
He preached that all men must believe in God and that Father has sent him.
你听耶稣的道理，你愿意相信神，就有永生。他讲得很清楚。
If you listen to the message that he preached and you believe in God, you will receive eternal life.
不会被定罪，已经出死入生了。
You will not be judged.
现在时候就是到了。
And the hour is coming.
现在就是了。
This the hour.
那这死人，死人指着灵，在亚当犯罪以后的灵死掉的世间人，这些灵死的，可是肉身还活着的人，会听见儿子的声音，听见就是会灵魂苏醒。
And for those who are dead spiritually but physically they are still alive when they heard the message of the Son of God, their spiritual life will revive.
简单说，你现在听见福音，听见神。的话语，耶稣的教训，你就是开始出死入生。
To put it simply, if you listen to the gospel now, your spiritual life is revived.
那最后28节、29节才讲将来总复活，是将来的，那个复活以后，你信主的，信从福音的，你要得到天国。
And in verse 28 and 29 says the resurrection of life refers to the future.
那你复活得生命。得到神永远的生命。
When you have resurrected, you will receive life.
那些作恶的，那作恶的、违背福音的、不愿意、故意不认识神的，那他的复活要被定罪，要进入沉沦，永远远远的那个死亡。
And for those who have done evil, they will have the resurrection of judgment, and they will be cast out in eternal hell.
所以这一段道理是很重要，就是说我们现在就是要听见福音。
Therefore, right now, the most important thing is we must listen to the gospel.
那么永远生命是从此时此地，就你愿意听、愿意接受，此时此地开始。
And your gift of eternal life will start from now.
所以等到以后我们盖棺论定，我们在主里头，那我们有永远生命的盼望了。
And after the judgment, when we become one in Christ, then we will have eternal life.
所以愿主耶稣让我们能够听这个得救的福音。
We hope that may Lord Jesus give you the chance to listen to.
有关耶稣跟十字架的道理。
We hope the Lord Jesus will give you a chance to listen to the gospel about God.
但是我们要听而相信。
We must listen and believe.
相信而接受。
Believe and accept.
那我们借主耶稣宝血洗礼，可以得儿子儿女的名分。
And through the precious blood of Jesus, we have received sonship.
那借着圣灵，我们可以呼阿巴父，我们称天父为阿巴父。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you can call God as Abba.
因为我们要得天国，作为继承产业、属灵产业继承人。
You will receive the king.